now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Natalie, and today on the show, the Panthers are back.
Bristol's gay football club have reformed and will be here to talk to us about it. Plus, it's still Pride season.
So the guys from Western Supermare Pride will be giving us a rundown of the events they've got planned.
All that and more coming today right here on Shout Out. Ba-dum-bum. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm all happy. I'm on holiday.
Oh, lucky you.
Is that where you're wearing your swimming costume?
Does it look like a swimming costume? I like this t-shirt.
Only if we're wearing the 1920s.
Yeah, I'm a bit covered up, really.
The shorts.
Yeah, but they're not Speedos, are they?
No, oh, I don't look good in Speedos. No, let's not put that vision in people's heads, please.
A lot of people haven't had dinner yet. So.
Yes.
Well, it's been Speedo weather this week.
Well, yeah, apart from today, actually, it's kind of like tipping it down out there, isn't it, at the moment?
But, it is.
Wasn't it nice? That was a super hot day. I went out for lunch and really didn't want to go back to work.
Unless you were working, of course.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. We like a lot of other people with offices, our aircon packed up at work and stompingly hot in the office. So
yeah, we got to 32 degrees in the north of Bristol. So that was damn hot.
Well, it was even hotter if you were actually out in the sun as well, of course. Mm. It was ridiculous. But it was nice. I'm not going to complain. Nope. You know, we complain when it's cold. We complain when it's hot. I actually
complain when it's rain. We complain about it's never right.
Can we correct one thing from the drive time, by the way? And on BCFM here, the M32 is not closed. It never was closed.
Okay. No, I've just come down it.
Yeah.
Yes. It's busy.
Yeah. Town's very
that's
busy.
That's normal.
Yeah, but that's all.
Now, in other news, we've been entered into the National Diversity Awards again this year. We find out tomorrow at 11 o'clock whether we're finalists or
is
not.
Is that 11 in the morning?
Yeah, 11 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can people still vote for us?
No. Oh. That's all closed now. So, so if you were one of the ones that nominated us, thank you very much.
Yes.
And we'll let you know next week whether we're in the final or not. So
exciting. Anyone here watch Nickelodeon?
Isn't that kids?
Yes. Children's television.
Why would I watch Nickelodeon?
Well, yesterday, history
SpongeBob
was made.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Is that all you think about when you talk cartoons of SpongeBob?
I know that's what Nickelodeon's famous for, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Now, this one's called Loud House. And Nickelodeon made history by featuring a biracial gay couple with their son dropping him off. Dropping him off at a friend's house.
Oh, right.
Scene shows two dads dropping their son off at a slumber party. The clip of the episode has been leaked, but it doesn't matter if it's leaked. It was leaked before it went out, but it was actually went out on Nickelodeon yesterday.
Here in the UK?
Here in the UK, around the world.
Oh, fair enough.
It's been met with such a positive response around the world. It doesn't make a fanfare about the couple being same-sex. Instead, it focuses on their overprotective nature. When you see the episode, it's really, really funny, because one of them's breaking up, because this is the kid's first ever slumber party. And like all parents, when you're dropping your kid off for the first time, it gets a bit upsetting. They featured a drag queen previously, Nickelodeon, called Bubble Gubbies. And they made the first same-sex kiss on Legend of Korra in 2014.
Yeah.
Well, way to go, Nickelodeon.
I thought the first same-sex kiss was on Brookside. Yeah.
Isn't that real people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking of cartoon characters here.
Oh, right.
Cartoon characters? You can't tell anyway.
I didn't realise you and Lynn liked Nickelodeon.
It was all of it. I know I can't show this. I'm holding this up to the microphone, everyone.
It's all over Twitter or something,
Don't get too close to the microphones. I've been on the garlic, so stand back from your radios.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Well, anyway, it's that time, though, if you're ready.
Okay.
Would you like a minute?
No, I'm composed.
Are you sure?
Just get on with it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So our shout-out, our pick of the best events coming up this week with the lovely Steffi. What have you got for us
this
week?
Here's a brilliant band. They're going to be performing at the Fleece on the 29th of July at 7:30. All the information is on our website. What the connection is to Bristol in the Southwest is that the lead singer, Nikki Lambourne, is actually Bristolian.
Oh, fair.
And she's paired up with Catherine Bean-Feeney. Both of them co-write their songs. They've paired up with groups such as The Who, Robert Plant, ZZ Top, The Pretenders, Alice Cooper, Gary Brooker, and Peter Frampton. And their genre is very, very mixed. It's a fusion of rock, blues, country, soul, jazz, and classic rock.
So everything.
Basically, yes. Cool. They started in 1991. And they're still going. They're on Lock, Stock and Barrel Records and Atlantic Records. So these two girls have made it. Now, it's not just those
two.
Does
that mean they're on iTunes? And...
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're quite big. And they do a load of stuff around London as well as all the big events they're doing. They're actually on tour at the moment.
Oh.
It's not just the two girls. They do have a backing band. And that consists of between five and six guys, according to the size of the venue, playing other instruments. But these two girls front it. And as I say, Nikki Lambourne is Bristolian. Born and bred.
See, we're good here in Bristol.
Yeah, we is. So you need to get to the Fleece for 7:30. Now, the Fleece Facebook page has all the info and also the link to the tickets.
All right, cool. It's ticketed events,
okay,
is it?
It is a ticketed event.
Is it one of those ones that you can get them on the door as well? Or is
you
it...
can get it on the door, but it's very doubtful there's going to be any left because the Fleece is not that big. So you must get them online first, I would suggest.
Cool.
Okay, so that's at the Fleece. As I say, all information on shoutoutradio.lgbt. Just to run through, because although the weather is raining at the moment, if you fancy going out for a walk on summer's evening when the weather's nice, Out Bristol are still doing their Harbourside Walks. And it's every Wednesday from 6 p.m. and they meet at the Watershed. So we're talking of the 27th of July. And this is from 10:30 till 11:30 p.m. 3rd of August, the 10th of August, the 17th of August, 24th of August, and 31st of August.
Yeah, and although it's flat, do wear sensible shoes. There are some cobbled areas.
There are cobbled areas, yes. Well, Queen Square is cobbled. So,
It's around the edge, road. Isn't it? Yeah.
So that's it, ladies, gentlemen, and others, and those of you who are fluid.
Fluid?
That's it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Sorry.
You're still thinking of your wedding party.
I have to admit, it was beer that went through my head then. Because okay. I'm on holiday rather than
one track
else.
Mind,
yes,
Mr.
I
Thomas.
I know, yes.
He's allowed to celebrate at the moment. He's getting married.
He is getting married, yes. Thank but you. We won't mention that on air. It'll only bore everyone.
I never mentioned it.
No, we're not mentioning it either. No. We're not going there. We're not going near the fact you're getting married this weekend. Not going to mention it. Hello, Carl.
So, right, thank you very much, Steph.
Abbreviation, such a long word. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, I haven't learned that one for a while.
That makes me think of that film with the comedy film where they're on the bridge singing it in the car.
I don't know. I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, it was a big Adam Sandler one.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Anyway, I will claim not responsibility for that because I didn't pick the song. That was Steph's choice, that one. So there are some better ones coming, I promise. Got some Nicky French and some Rosala and the like coming later.
Ooh.
On. So she'll be around when we talk to the guys from Western Pride. But before we talk to them, we're going to talk to some old friends of the show, although I don't think you two have been on before, have you?
No.
But Danny and Rob are here from the Bristol Panthers. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Now, give us a bit of history because the last I heard, I thought you kind of all stopped.
No, so we've always carried on doing training. So probably what you heard, we used to play in the GFSN League, which is a national league of LGBT-friendly teams that play each other up and down the country.
Right.
We pulled out of that league to focus on recruitment, basically building it back up numbers of people, because you've got to have loads of people to be able to travel up to, say, Glasgow or Newcastle for a weekend and play football competitively. But we've always been doing training. Really what we're doing now is just trying to, you know, focus back on recruitment and trying to get more and more people to come down and get involved to build back up the numbers so we can rejoin the league.
Cool. Now, so we should explain the Panthers, for those of you listening at home that don't know, is it fair to say Bristol's gay football team?
Yeah.
So we are the original Bristol gay friendly football team, LGBT friendly. There is one other now, but we are the original team for Bristol.
Now, some people don't understand why it's needed. Because I know people who say, well, they could just come and play in our team.
Yeah, I think historically, and unfortunately, there still is a stigma of being gay in professional sport. And that filters down to grassroots football. So, you know, we still experience it. And it gives people a place to come and feel comfortable, you know, in a social environment. That
is that why you started it then? Was because, you know, you wanted it to be one of them more, you
exactly
know. Yeah, so basically, because I understand from a football manager friend I know up in North, basically,
you know, a football manager friend. God, you're full of surprises.
basically, when I sort of said to him last time the Panthers were on, he's like well, they could come and play with us, and I was like, okay, but would you be comfortable in the bar afterwards talking to them about their boyfriend?
I think for some people that might be an issue, but I think actually for most, a lot of people now, that is less of an issue. I think a lot of what the GFSN about is widening the ability to play football to people who haven't necessarily played football all their life and are really, really good at football. Like people like me, when I first joined the Panthers, I'd never played football whatsoever apart from at school when forced to. And it's having a more friendly environment to be able to go along, meet a load of like-minded people that you can be mates with as well as playing football.
So football is the first and foremost thing, it is about the football, I guess.
Yeah, I think there is an element of competitiveness, and you know, obviously we're in a league, we want to be competitive, but that's my role, is the training side of it. So I will happily coach anybody of any ability to bring them up to a level where they feel comfortable competing, and we're kind of happy as a team. But it is social as well, you know, and the teams will come down to Bristol for a game. We'll all go out together on a Saturday night, and vice versa when we got to Glasgow or London.
Sounding
or whatever.
Sounding a bit familiar to the rugby guys, it has to be said. So how long have the Panthers been going then? When did you first form?
Well, complicated. So they first formed in 2000.
Right.
They acrimoniously disbanded in 2006 and then reformed in 2009. So we've been going 7 years this time with like this lot of guys, basically.
How many of you are there?
There's 20 to 30 of us. Normally, on a training session, we tend to have anywhere from 10 to 15 people at each training session. There's different people filter out in and out at different times.
Cool. So what's the kind of idea? Is it mainly the main aim is to meet on a regular basis? I'm assuming it's weekly. You do, it's Thursdays, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you do up on Clifton Downs, if I remember correctly.
Exactly. Yeah. So Thursday evenings, typically 7:45, 8:00. We either train at Clifton Downs during the summer. The winter, we do move to the City Academy. So next door, we train on the AstroTurf, typically for an hour or hour and a half. It is a bit of fitness, a bit of fun. Mm-hmm. Come along. And
if someone wants to join you, have they got to go out and buy some expensive football boots?
Absolutely
or
not. No.
Just trainers?
Trainers. If we're playing on grass, it's recommended to have suitable footwear. Health and safety reasons as much of it as anything.
I presume that means football boots with studs.
Yeah.
A bit slippery in the mud with trainers.
I mean, it's doable, but yeah, you obviously want to give yourself the best opportunity.
So you said you're not in the league at the moment, but are you still playing like competitive games against other clubs and the like? Is that something you organise ad hoc, or is it on a regular basis?
So we need to we want to get back into the GFSN league officially. So we are still an associate member, but to become a competitive member, we need to play a certain amount of friendlies against teams, both home and away. So that is something we are arranging, and have got some upcoming later this year as well.
Cool. So, but if you join and you just want to come along to the training, is it do you have to then do those games, or are they or are they something you sign up for and put your name down?
No, if you don't want to play in the games, you don't have to. More than happy for people just to come along for, like I say, for the social side as much as the fitness, on a Thursday, to come along, enjoy it. It'd be great if they could then come and support the team when we play games.
So do you have much of a fan base that just come and watch? You get like husbands or partners? Yeah,
quite a lot of partners and boyfriends, definitely.
Yeah,
from time to time.
Yeah.
That's be quite cool.
Well, if they're all as fit as you guys, I might come along.
Yeah, come down. You know, it'd be great. Bring your pom poms and
yeah, it's not quite like America football, is it? We don't have cheerleaders, and like, well, at least I assume you don't have cheerleaders, do you?
By the sounds of some of them, it sounds like cheerleaders.
Sounds like they want some.
Yeah, yeah.
So does it cost anything to join? Is it like a membership type thing, or is it free? Or?
No. So when we train up at the Downs, it is free. It doesn't cost the club anything. When we train over at the City Academy, because there is a cost to the club, we do charge a small fee on a weekly basis. We always let people come for the first time free, so just come along, see what it's like.
No, right, so you can just turn up.
Yeah, turn up. If you enjoy it, keep coming back. If not, hope they find something they do enjoy.
Cool. Do you carry on even if it's doing things like absolutely tipping it down with rain, or do you say, oh, let's go to the bar?
Yeah, we carry on. Yeah, through all weathers. Yeah, we had a nice hailstorm back in like February, March, didn't we, this year? Yeah.
So they're not fair weather footballers.
No. Come snow, rain, shine, we're there.
Now, I do think you beat the rugby guys with that one, because I'm pretty sure they stop and go to the bar. If it gets
because we're football, rugby guys are a little bit softer. So
on the training side. Now, obviously, you say about, you know, someone come along and you're giving them a bit of coaching and everything.
Yeah.
Basically, sort of, obviously, you've got a reasonable-sized squad and everything. How do you make sure you give them each person enough time?
So, my focus is on bringing the group up to a certain level. So, we've got players that are good. We've got some players that have less ability. I want the whole group to be at a certain level, so I will spend more time focusing on the players that need more help. And if people want individual help, more than happy to give them it, whether that's on a Thursday or maybe another day of the week. If that's something that people want, absolutely no issues with that. It's about the group coming up to a certain standard and improving everybody. The guys that are better can go and do their own thing sometimes. You know, they know what they're doing, so they can go off and do their own little thing whilst I focus on people that need a bit more attention.
It's Thursday. Are we actually keeping you away from your training tonight?
No. So we're on a summer break at the moment. Yeah, we're having a couple of weeks of downtime.
It's that time when everyone goes abroad, isn't it?
On holiday,
and you're like, oh, who's coming? And there's hardly anyone around. We've had that with other things.
We're all off for Rob's wedding in a couple of weeks. Yeah. So,
congratulations.
Next Saturday,
congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's mine this Saturday.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Are you stressed?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, toaster sales have gone up.
So you're not on for a couple of weeks. Is the next one? When is the next one?
It's the week of the 6th of August. So I think it's Thursday the 11th. I think that it restarts. And it'll be back up at the Clifton Downs then when it restarts.
Yeah.
Well, are you easy to... Because Clifton Downs is huge if you just want to turn up. Whereabouts are you up there?
So Rockwell Road and Ivy Lees. We meet on the corner there, but we can meet at the Water Tower if it's easier for people. Happily get there sort of 5-10 minutes earlier for people to come and meet us there and then just walk down with the group. It's not a problem at all. I tend to give people my mobile number, text me, WhatsApp, email or whatever, just to meet up beforehand.
Well, this is going out to 45,000 people, so we won't do that.
Yeah, we won't give it on air.
But if anyone does want to get hold of you, what's your website? How do they find you online?
So we've got a website which will be launched within the next week, the new website. There is still information and contact details on www.bristolpanthers.co.uk. We're also on Twitter and Facebook, which is just at Bristol Panthers. You can find all our contact details on there.
Cool, brilliant. Do you tweet the scores and the like when you've got matches going on, kind of thing as well?
Usually the supporters, because we're usually playing. But someone does, yeah.
Cool, well, listen, it's brilliant to hear that it's still going and going strong as well. And you must stay in touch and let us know if you get back into the league so we can keep tabs of
come down and support
what you guys are up to. We're getting Natalie with some pom-poms.
Yes.
come along. So, but it's been lovely to meet you both.
No, thank you for having us on.
Have a great wedding too.
Yeah, thanks very much.
And we hope it goes well.
Hope the weather's good this weekend.
Yes, yes. So now stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back shortly with the news, and then following that, we're going to be catching up with what's going on down in Weston-super-Mare. So stay with us. We'll talk to you in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Missing Everything But the Girl. Hello, Mr. Tosh.
Good
nice
evening.
To have you back.
It's nice to be here.
So we're enjoying your jingles at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the funny
the one liners, the funny yes. liners. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You were saying, which one's your favourite? You like the boomerang.
There's one about a boomerang. Yeah, yeah. If it doesn't come back,
it's a stick.
It's a stick.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
I want to see him prove this. What, just lob a stick across the studio? Yeah. I just find something to throw.
It would work.
Ow!
It wouldn't come back.
There you go, Natalie, it works.
Fine, mate. So, anyway, the news team we're in, so let's get some news.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday, the 21st of July.
Prince Harry has delivered an emotional speech to the International AIDS Conference in Durban. The fifth in line to the throne has recently focused more of his engagements around HIV, even taking an HIV test himself in a Facebook Live video earlier this month. He has visited a number of HIV clinics and has also spoken about his late mother's work on the issue, saying she smashed the stigma around HIV on more than one occasion. It had a huge impact and a huge impact on my life as well. Speaking at the conference, he celebrated that HIV is no longer a death sentence as it was when his mother famously championed the cause. Meanwhile, Sir Elton John, who was also at the conference, has said that resources must be focused on reaching out to people with LGBT people in Africa. Sir Elton's AIDS Foundation will be working on a new project to reach out to LGBT people in places like Africa, where being LGBT remains taboo and in some jurisdictions is criminalised. He says he plans for the project to focus on education, legal assistance and medicine. He said there's still much to do, saying many people born with HIV cannot be ignored and that great work could come to nothing if the fight is given up now.
Romania's Constitution Court has taken a huge step back in gay rights after the Orthodox Church was successful in its ongoing homophobic campaign. Whilst there are currently protection laws in place for LGBTQ people in Romania, this could all change following a decision by the Constitutional Court to give way to legislation that could lead to same-sex marriage and civil unions expressly banned in the country. The court approved a citizens' initiative that aims to amend the constitutional definition of family to make it clear a union is only between a man and a woman. The constitutional amendments will now be discussed by Parliament.
A man has been set on fire and seriously injured this week in a homophobic attack in Stockton-upon-Tees. The 20-year-old was confronted by four men as he walked through the grounds of Holy Trinity Church in Stockton at around 3 o'clock on Wednesday morning. The men quizzed him about his sexual orientation, then one sprayed his legs with aerosol and set it alight. He was treated at the University Hospital of North Tees, where he needed skin grafts on his calves. Cleveland police have said they are treating the attack as a homophobic hate crime and are appealing for information.
It's been a good week for LGBT representation in the broadcast media. The broadcast regulator, Ofcom, have awarded six new community radio licences for the south and southeast of England. Many worthy projects have gained permission to transmit on AM and FM. But we are particularly pleased to note that our colleagues at Gaydo have won a licence to broadcast at Brighton and Hove on FM. The new licence will require a more localised service for the South Coast, which has one of the UK's largest gay communities. Meanwhile, at the other end of England, in Newcastle's Pride Radio, an internet streaming operation, they've all gained a short-term licence and are currently broadcasting on 87.9 FM. They will be on FM till the end of the month. The Shoutout team offers its congratulations to both of these excellent projects.
A series of programmes made by zany gay DJ Kenny Everett, long thought lost, have been unearthed in a private collection. Everett worked for many radio stations in his career and in the middle 1970s made shows for Portsmouth now defunct Radio Victory. Radio historian Andy Ferris purchased a lot of tapes from the station on its closure, but only now has realised what gems he had in his collection. Everett came out in the late 1980s and sadly died of an AIDS-related condition in 1995. He's credited by many other presenters as being a major influence on pop music broadcasting.
Robert P. Jones writes for the US-based journal The Atlantic this week on the demographic decline of white Protestant voters in the United States. In an analysis of population data, he shows that younger people are abandoning anti-gay evangelical congregations. Atheist campaigning site RogerDawkins.net welcomes the findings as being a good for the alien democracy of the United States.
And here's a story for all the LGBT science fiction fans. Yes, you know who you are. The Guardian this week interviews former Doctor Who star Matt Smith, who also played a gay character for an adaptation of Christopher Isherwood's Berlin Diaries. Smith spoke about more about his career and those internet rumours that he would be willing to reprise his role as the Doctor if the programme wanted him back after Peter Capaldi finishes with the show.
For these news stories and more, visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Matthew Tosh
and Tara Fraser.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you. If the Mayans have taught us anything, is that if you don't finish something, it's not the end of the world.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
You're listening to Shout Out on Bradleystoke Radio, Froome FM, Glastonbury FM, Bass Radio, Pirate Nation Radio, and all made from our home here of BCFM. Stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to the guys from Western Pride.
The Shout Out podcast.
Where are we? Nikki French and This Love. Aptly being played, because of course we're about to talk to the guys from Western Supermare Pride, and yeah. She's one of your headliners, isn't she?
She is indeed.
So, that's not her most famous song, that one. Total Eclipse of the Heart is her most famous. So, but we should introduce you. I just want to call you Michael Jackson.
You're more than welcome to.
But I can't. Troy, who will explain why I said that in a minute. Andrea and Nigel are here from Western Supermare Pride.
Ooh, hello.
Welcome to you all. It's not long till it's on, is it? How many weeks we got?
We've got just over a week to go.
How's all the planning going? Are you guys kind of like...
We're all very tired but very excited, so it's quite nice.
Now, from what I've read, this year is like about 10 times the size of last year. Is that fair to say? It's an awful lot bigger anyway, isn't it?
It seems to be sort of growing all the time, and we're really grateful for like everybody engaging in it. It's just amazing, really.
Cool. Now, give us a kind of rundown. Obviously, Western Supermare, that's where it's going to happen. Whereabouts is it? What's kind of planned? Is it just a day?
We're going to lead from the parade, which is based at Knightstone Island. We're going to lead that at the beginning from 11 o'clock. We're going to go down the prom. On the seafront, and then down to the carrot, as they call it, in the centre of town.
Yes, you can answer. We had this the other week on the show when we were talking about you. Does anyone know what it's called, the carrot?
Well, it should be called the Cilicia or something.
You've shown me a picture, and it's like a spire without a church.
That's the one. Yeah. That is the one.
Right. Okay.
So we're going to take a left there.
Yeah.
We're going to go down the high street and then just keep going down into Pastoral Theatres, the Playhouse Theatre, and then into Grove Park, which is a lovely, cosy venue for a pride. Yeah, lovely.
Cool. And so it's the different place to last year, isn't it?
You've
moved back to where you originally were, I believe.
That's right. In 2014, it started there. We tried something else last year. It didn't work. It was out of town, so we brought it back to the original venue.
Cool. So, and what have we got? We've got main stage and stalls and that kind of stuff, or...?
We're using the bandstand as stage. We've got a bit of a platform going off that. So that's where the entertainment's going to be. There's loads of organisations that have come on board. So community area, children's area. At the top of the children's area, we're going to have a little acoustic area for a bit of a chill out. And,
Food and drink retailers as well.
We've got the bar.
That is the most important.
That's the most important.
It has to be said. It's always the bit that has the biggest queue at any pride you go to. Is the bar, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's normally the hot dog place. Everyone's after the sausages.
So, well, there will be food and booze. That's the main thing. So, now, you got some pretty good names on the stage as well, haven't you? Nicky French, as we just said. Lloyd Daniels, you've got Rosala, Rich B, but of course, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, yes. He's having his moments.
Yes, yes, I am.
come on, try and spill the beans. Why am I keep referring to Michael Jackson?
Because I am a Michael Jackson impersonator who is going to be opening Pride.
Hooray! did Mary Collett, she was on about Facebook videoing you earlier. Did she actually do that outside of the studio? Or?
No, she hasn't got around to doing it yet, but it probably will happen. Keep an eye out.
If you're listening, there might be a video go up a little bit later. If not, we'll try and see if we can get a sneaky one down at Western Pride. Let's see what we're talking about.
Oh,
so,
blimey.
So I'll give you my YouTube videos.
After the parade, what time are you on?
Oh gosh, 12?
About 12:30.
Yeah, about 12:30.
12:30.
Yes. Okay, so yeah. all the entertainment kicks off 12:30 for those who didn't make the parade.
Well, the park opens at 11.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we've got a little warm up DJ there, and then all these sort of.
Would that be Rich B?
The mayor's speech?
Yeah, the mayor's speech.
Mayor's speech and all that sort of carries on. Up to, we've got a nice little act on just before Troy, and then off
boom.
We go.
And then boom.
Yeah.
Nice and big.
So are you nervous? Have you ever done it on a stage like a Pride before?
I've never done it at a Pride. No. I've done it on quite a big stage before, but yeah.
Some name dropping. Give us a big stage. Which ones have you done?
Nothing major. It's just around London. I did a really nice event for Cancer Research years ago, which is nice. There's a good 2,000-3,000 there. Did a London festival. I'm going back, though.
I was asking you outside. You said you... But was it 4 years old you said you started?
Yeah, so we did about 23 years now.
I have to say, all the women outside did turn around and go, didn't they?
No, it's been good fun. And it's all about delivering a powerful message. So, and that's the key thing.
Yeah. I'm assuming this is the core of why you're doing Pride as well, is, you know, the celebration of equality.
That
seems to be very much what we do. It used to be a real statement of, you know, we're here and you need to accept us, whereas it's very more embracing these days. Certainly Bristol Pride, there was an awful lot of heterosexual people there, which is wonderful to see.
Yeah.
You know, it's lovely to see that integration. So yes. Is that something you've had down in Weston? Do you get a lot of people just bringing their families along?
Absolutely. And, you know, being a seaside town, it's important to sort of acknowledge families. It's somewhere that everybody can come to. It's lovely to be able to do a celebration of equality.
Is it a ticketed event or is it free?
Event, yeah. It's £5 for adults, which are online now, and then £2 for the children. We've got the bouncy castle and face painting for the kids, lots of activities to do. You can get them online at wsmpride.com.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if you're not so techie, can you get them when you get there?
You can go on the gates, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Cool. And what's do you have a future plan? Are you wanting to get it bigger and bigger, or is it?
I think it's more of a case of just continuing and let it tick over, you know, and just do the work in the community, really, just to show that Weston Supermare is, you know, a place that LGBTQ members can come to and, you know, be part of the community and feel, you know, part of.
So you were sent it earlier. Ticket sales are going very well. So
They are. We did the early bird tickets for, you know, getting people excited about the event. And then we went online and, it's going pretty well.
Yeah, not sold out yet, though.
No. So please do get them and...
Exactly.
Yeah, come and be part of this. It's going to be a beautiful thing with having Nikki and Rosala and Lloyd.
Nikki French is quite a hoot. She was one of the loudest guests we had. She did Bristol Pride last year, and she was one of the loudest guests we had on the show. But we got some fabulous jingles from her where she screams her head off.
That's brilliant.
So she is very excited.
And Rosala went down very well at Pride as well.
She's
got a huge following.
She's just the star.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and then, of course, we're finishing with Rich B, which is a real privilege to have, you know, such a great DJ coming to join.
Now, for those who don't know who Rich B is, give us some idea.
So, going back a few years in the days of Heaven, when that was a really popular venue, 80s, 90s, Rich B was one of the resident DJs,
right,
and a house DJ. He's now teamed up with Phil Marriott. And brought about Enriched Records, and he still does his thing, you know, and he still, you know, is out there having good times with many, and hopefully he's going to bring that to the party.
Cool. Well, listen, it's brilliant that it's going, because I do remember us talking to some of your group in the very early days when I think it was just starting, and it's brilliant that it's still going year on year. Yeah. And Weston's a lovely place as well, and I hope it's a lovely sunny day for you. Give it again, in case people want to go get a ticket or find out a bit more because they've missed it. What's the web address?
So the web address is wsmpride.com.
Brilliant. Have a brilliant day, guys. And thank you so much for coming in
to
talk to us.
Thank you very much.
I have a feeling we might have to get you back, Troy.
You're more than welcome to.
Come talk to us about being an impersonator.
I've got lots of stories. Lots of stories.
Anyway, stay with us. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
If you throw a boomerang and it doesn't come back, it's a stick.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Oh, what a fun show.
Yeah.
That was action-packed.
Yeah. Troy Stilton dance.
It was packed to...
What's going on?
For those sort of just listening, Andy has just been brought a big bouquet of flowers and a couple of bottles of bubbly. So congratulations, Andy.
Has anyone got hankies? Crowley crying. Andy. Bless you.
No, he's not crying. It's just we've happened to buy flowers he's allergic to.
So, no, you're fine. I'm through my hay fever season now. That finished a few weeks ago. Oh, thank you all. That's really sweet of you. I don't know what to say now.
Andy's stuck for words. Well.
It's not very often I'm stuck for words. No, is it?
No, it's not. It's the first time I've seen you speechless in about 4 years.
Yeah. Especially with an open mic.
Well, I've never been charged in a studio before either. That was a first as well.
Sorry, did you see the way you bombed in there, like Andy's face was like, what are you going to do?
I did wonder what on earth was going on.
I have lost control.
it is your wedding.
Yes.
It is, yeah. Yes.
I won't lie, I am nervous.
Are you nervous?
Because I'm getting married.
Please. As long as your trousers don't come down.
Yeah. You're going to have to eat some more pies to keep them up.
Yes. I have lost quite a bit. I genuinely have got to wear braces to keep my trousers up because I did put my stuff in my pockets and they did fall down as I walked.
See? There you go. See, now we've missed the opportunity of having a bit of fun.
You're going to look dapper in your
it's
braces.
It's a good job you found that out before the day.
Yes, we thought that too, actually. Because our first plan was we had belts, but those kind of trousers don't actually have belt loops. So when you do the belt up, nothing happens. Your trousers still fall down. And we only found it out because we tried them on yesterday. Today.
Yeah, but you could have ended up on YouTube.
Yes, I could. That would have been quite embarrassing. Something you'll use to put it on YouTube, though.
Ivan's not going to put that on YouTube, though, are you?
What, my trousers fall down? No. Of course, I'm in wood.
I've just remembered from a few years back. Chase subject.
Yes. There's only one of us who's had bits pop out on live radio, isn't there, Natalie?
Being filmed, yes.
Yes, I think we all remember that event well.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, lovely guests on the show today, didn't you think? They're
wasn't
really
it a
nice
good
bunch.
Show, yeah.
So, Ernie, have you going down to Western Pride?
Yes. I'm going down to Western Pride. I'm going to be doing some interviews of Rosala and
can you do us a favour? Can you record Troy doing his performance?
Really?
Yeah.
You're getting married Saturday. Just behave.
Well, he was kind of the star of the show when he was on. So.
It's next Saturday.
Yeah, it's next Saturday, isn't it?
I would also like to say he was a very attractive boy, don't you think?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yes. Just saying.
He had a certain that there. youngish charm.
He did, yeah. And he could do Michael Jackson very well.
Did he do it for you outside? Because he didn't do it in the studio.
We tried to get him up dancing, but he wouldn't refused. Do it. No.
See,
still, go to Western Pride because he's going to be performing.
He's going to be there.
When was it? 12:30, I think, wasn't it? He was on.
It is, yes.
So you can go home at 1:30 when he's done.
Well, no. Stay
for, oh, ouch.
Stay for the rest of it. It's going to be a great
No, it will, yes.
Weather forecast looks like it's going to be good.
Hopefully, indeed. It's a week this Saturday, we should point out. It's not this Saturday.
Yeah, not this Saturday.
Yeah, it's on the 30th.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's going to be the biggest Western Pride. In fact, it was the biggest Bristol Pride ever this summer. Yeah. It's going to be the biggest Western Supermare Pride as well.
Yes. Yes. They got some wonderful names. They've got Rosales down there again.
And of course,
Nikki French, who we loved. She was hilarious on the radio last year, wasn't she? Matt's nodding behind me. She was very good, wasn't she?
She was, yeah. She's
probably the most excited jingle I think we've ever had, that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's a nutcase, that girl.
excuse me, I'm sure she's psychologically fine.
Psychologically?
Yes, she's got a very good singing voice.
Who, Nikki French?
I'd heard that as well.
So I love Total Eclipse of the Heart. Although she didn't do it originally, did she?
Bonnie Tyler,
yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, that's a kind of country and western reference there, sort of.
Okay. Yeah. Tenuous link, Andy, yeah. Tenuous
Well, Phil's in the studio. I'm trying to include him in the talk as well. It's, you know, there's country show up next for those of you on BCFM.
Yes.
Phil.
You're welcome.
Anyway, that's it for this week. But as usual, if you missed any of the information from today's show, fancy listening again, or just want to hear any of our shows dating back nearly a year now we got online, just head across to our website.
Yeah, that's shoutoutradio.lgbt. That's the address you need. Event organisers, don't forget, you can post your event directly on our website too.
Join us again next week, live from 7, then repeated as always on the several other stations. But for myself and the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.